Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, recollections of home remedies. From Kibasilla, Myrtle LaVallee, born 1893. Kibasilla was right in view of the ocean. I know there was a doctor in Westport and a doctor in Fort Bragg, but Mama was the doctor, nurse, and everything. One time my brother put the hatchet up in a post, and my younger brother went to take it down. It struck him in his head. Mama said, "Run to the cow barn and get some cobwebs." Of course, we all took off, came back home, come in the house with the cobwebs, and Mama put a plaster around his head, and that stopped the bleeding. If they did that today, they'd have gangrene or blood poisoning or something. We never thought anything about it. Cobwebs. You know what they are and how dirty they are and everything. Mama just put that on his head and it stopped the bleeding right then. Now, if you had a fever, they wouldn't give you anything to drink. They gave us nitre and water. Nitre, it's some kind of medicine. You never hear of it anymore. And they would sponge you off with warm water and soda. If horses had collar burns or any got hurt, Papa always steeped the wound in wormwood. It's a plant. It would heal right up. You couldn't run down to town for anything. You just had to be on your own. From Covelo, William Robertson, born July 1866. Grandfather bought the place in Covelo, out in what they called the soldiers' quarters, right on the corner of the reservation. He was a veterinarian for the horses. I used to go with him all around. He was a horse doctor in the army to start with. He learnt me a lot of liniments that he made himself. I make them today. They all make fun of me, but when they use it, they find out it's all right. But they tried to put me in jail for it. I told the man how to use it. They had me arrested and went down to the court, and I tried to plead guilty. I said to the judge, "I give it to him. I didn't charge him anything. I didn't think I was doing any harm. You give me all the time you want, but when I get out, I'll do the same thing again, even if it was you that was sick." He says, "Case dismissed." If a bad cold comes on you and you get frozen or cold, there's nothing in the world better than cayenne pepper. Eat it. Don't be afraid. It's going to burn you, but eat it. If you have measles and they go back on you, do the same thing. And the measles come out right away. All you have to do is try it, and you'll find out it won't kill you either. Everyone makes fun of me when I talk about cayenne pepper, but I know what it can do. Last night, I could hardly talk, and I'm not much better today, but I took a half a teaspoon full of red pepper and drank it, and I slept good all night long. I could breathe. It opens up your breath and your lungs and everything else. From Fort Bragg, Annie Michaels, born 1890. Duffy was on the railroad between Fort Bragg and Willits. In 1907, when I was married, there were no doctors in Duffy. You had to come to Fort Bragg or go to Willits. My mother had home remedies. To this day, I use home remedies. I make so much fun out of having absolutely nothing to do with doctors, pills, and doctors. I stay away from them, just never go near them. If I'm going out where there's a crowd or I don't feel just right, I take a mug of hot water and a teaspoon of honey and a teaspoon of vinegar in it, and I never catch a cold, and I'm in crowds all the time. If I feel the twinge of arthritis, I take the juice of a lemon for a week's time. I have a lemon in the morning, and sometimes it only takes 2 or 3 days to clear it up. I never have an arthritic pain. Never! I'm just old-fashioned that way that I take home remedies. If one of us got sick as children, we got a dose of castor oil. And my children got the same. 5 of them are still living, and they've got to the place where they take honey and vinegar, too. That's all I know about home remedies. I will have absolutely nothing to do with pills. You've been listening to Recollections about Home Remedies.
To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.